From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters chose two radically different candidates in Sunday's first round presidential election. Former French economy minister and banker Emmanuel Macron and National Front leader Marine Le Pen emerged as the two top vote-getters. Final figures put Macron and his fledgling movement at 24%, with Le Pen at under 22%. Monash University analyst Ben Wellings tells VOA, with Macron ahead in the polls, this is a good outcome for democratic and anti-authoritarian politics.
It's a good outcome for the European Union, and it's a good outcome for the liberal order worldwide, I think. It's not unexpected, although it is a bit of a relief that Macron has come first. We were always anticipating that Marine Le Pen would do well in this first round of the French presidential election with this two-round voting system. Some people were wondering whether she would come first outright and maybe Macron would come in second. But if Macron has come in first, even at the first round of voting, that suggests that Marine Le Pen has an uphill struggle.
And the two will face off in the decisive second round, May 7th. Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday urged restraint toward North Korea during a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump, their second since their Florida summit earlier this month. A state television news anchor said that Mr. Xi stressed China's opposition to violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions and hopes all sides will exercise restraint. And President Trump also had a 30-minute conversation with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He said it was meant to increase pressure on Pyongyang not to engage in any further provocative actions, but was not prompted by any significant change in the situation. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said on Monday that he's accepted the resignations of the defense minister and army chief of staff following Friday's Taliban attack on a military base that killed more than 100 security force personnel. Afghanistan observed a day of national mourning Sunday in the wake of the attack by some 10 militants dressed in army uniforms and driving military vehicles on a base. They used rocket-propelled grenades, rifles, and suicide vests in an hours-long attack on mostly unarmed personnel leaving a mosque after Friday's prayers. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank told VOA's Victor Beatty, base security is a long-running problem in Afghanistan.
Some casualty counts go as high as 140 reported killed. We don't know the exact numbers. It appears as if the victims were Afghan National Army troops who were unarmed. They were at prayer, according to the reports that I've seen when this occurred. If these things are true, this would just add another level of tragedy to this already horrific event.
The New York Times reported that more than 6,700 members of the Afghan security forces were killed last year. That's a record high. That's nearly triple the total number of American casualties during the war. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has arrived in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit to discuss the country's security situation and political and military leaders. Mattis is set to meet with U.S. General John Nicholson, the ground commander for international forces in Afghanistan, as well as the Afghan president and other top officials. An American monitor with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe died, and several other monitors were injured Sunday when their car hit a mine in eastern Ukraine. Austria's foreign minister confirmed the incident near a small village. Austria currently holds OSCE's rotating presidency. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing Democratic opposition as he makes a new push for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration. And he says he believes estimates of the cost are vastly overblown. Funding for the controversial barrier is at the forefront of White House discussions with lawmakers to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Mr. Trump wants initial funding for the wall, a key campaign promise in his run to the White House, included in the budget to finance government spending through the end of September. But Democrats remain adamantly against its construction. The U.S. government runs out of operating funds at midnight Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.